Reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God who is generous in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I shall choose. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Only conduct yourselves in a way that may be worthy of the gospel of Christ. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. This is from the Gospel passage. The landowner said to the laborer, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." A handshake. It used to be when someone would enter into an agreement with someone else, it was good enough just to shake hands, and it became a contract of some degree. The work would get done more than likely, but it was just merely a handshake or a gentleman's agreement. but that doesn't work anymore. Now you have to have contracts and certificates of insurance, liability, so many other things and hoops you have to jump through just to get a contract effective. And even then, someone might find a loophole. And it got to the point here a couple years ago where it was even said that the handshake was going to disappear because of COVID. People were afraid of shaking hands with someone, and there was a thought that the handshake was going to become ancient history. Entering into an agreement. That is what we heard in our gospel passage for today, this parable that Jesus taught. At first glance, we would say that this parable, Jesus was very unjust. How could a laborer hire be paid the same salary if he worked just a few hours or all day? Human relations would have a field day with this. But Jesus was getting at something different that I hope is all important for each and every one of us to remember. This parable that Jesus taught and used was given before he went into the city of Jerusalem triumphantly on Palm Sunday. What Jesus was trying to get at was perhaps primarily the Pharisees. In this parable, it seems to be unjust. How could someone who worked hard right from the beginning of the day get the same pay as someone who only worked 1 hour? And that was brought to them, to this owner in this parable. It is unfair. But what Jesus is getting at is not so much not getting paid, but rather his mercy. The Pharisees thought that they would be sitting right next to Christ on his throne, and all others would have a harder chance inheriting the kingdom of God. But for them, it was a sure thing. It was in their back pocket. But what Jesus was teaching them is that when you were called and you put your faith in me, you have to remember there's many others who will come later on, and we want to pray for them, support them, and encourage them. And I will extend to them the very same mercy and grace that I have given to you. So if you think you have been called and you've got the first dibs on the kingdom, it's not true. We all have to work together to support others on the journey to God and call others to conversion and to believe. I'd like to say that in this passage is something like a reminder of baptism. When we were baptized, when most of us were just infants, we entered an agreement with God, sort of a handshake, if you would say. He would be our God and our Heavenly Father, and we would be his children. And from that moment on, we were called to a life of conversion. We were truly blessed. But we also know, too, that God calls many others as well, and they will inherit the kingdom of God, we hope, with us at the same time. And we hope that we'll truly be faithful to God to the end. So it's a reminder to us to help each other on our journey. We hope that we are blessed, that we're using well the graces and goodness of God, so that we will inherit the kingdom of God on the last day. But there are so many others that we need to support that God is calling and encouraging and praying for them, that the handshake of agreement they made at baptism as well will pay off for them as we want it to pay off for us, that God will judge us and welcome us into the eternal kingdom of God, being called at baptism to turn away from sin, live in Christ, and ultimately the ultimate life with Christ in his heavenly kingdom.